You're listening to Vatican Radio.
This is Vatican Radio. I'm Chris Altieri. Pope Francis called China a great country and said the world should not fear China's growing power, but that the true balance of peace is realized through dialogue. The Holy Father was speaking in an interview about China with the Asia Times, an online newspaper based in Hong Kong. Pope Francis told the interviewer, Asia Times columnist and China Renmin University senior researcher Francesco Sisci, that he had been fascinated by China from a young age. "For me, China has always been a reference point of greatness, a great country," Pope Francis said, "but more than a country, a great culture with an inexhaustible wisdom." When asked about the challenges faced by the rising influence of the country, the Holy Father said the rest of the world should not react with fear. Pope Francis said the Western world, the Eastern world, and China all have the capacity and strength to maintain the balance of peace, and this balance will be found through dialogue and through no other way. The Holy Father also commended China for recently loosening its one-child policy. "The problem for China of not having children must be very painful, because the pyramid is then inverted and a child has to bear the burden of his father, mother, grandfather, and grandmother," Pope Francis said. "And this is exhausting, demanding, disorientating. It is not the natural way." Pope Francis concluded the interview by sending good wishes to the Chinese nation for the upcoming celebrations marking the Chinese New Year of the Monkey. "On the eve of the new year, I wish to convey my best wishes and greetings to President Xi Jinping and to all the Chinese people," he said. "And I wish to express my hope that they never lose their historical awareness of being a great people with a great history of wisdom and that they have much to offer to the world." I'm Chris Altieri.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.